welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I bet everyone knows that's what's coming when I say those words.
Do you think so? I think now that you've said it, what, 60-some times?
Yeah.
Probably close to 70 now.
Yeah, this is episode number 64, believe it or not.
Oh, 64. Okay.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm pretty impressed by that.
I am too. And actually, it makes me feel pretty good about how we have committed to this podcast. People are listening. They tell us about it.
Yeah, we have a lot of people we didn't even realize were listening. So
yeah,
not sure why, but thank you anyway.
Yes, we appreciate all of our listeners.
But it would have been easy a lot of times because there's been times, you know, I'll be honest, I just kind of drug up to the studio and it's like, I don't really want to do this. But then we get up here and it's like, okay.
Yeah, I can talk about the farm.
I can talk all day about nonsense.
Okay, we keep these short.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that's why.
We're probably not going to go on and on.
Okay, I won't.
I mean, we kind of do sometimes.
Yeah, we do. But
last time at the end of the podcast, I gave you a little teaser about some changes coming at the farm and in how we operate. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about one of those changes. You've made some decisions about employment.
I have. Yep. I'm a little distracted right now because Miss Abby just joined the podcast. So you may be hearing Abby talk. I don't know whether you will or not.
It's hard to tell with
it's
her.
It's hard to tell. So right now she's sitting in the floor scratching. So we'll see.
She's such a cat.
So you may hear that, but you're kind of used to that at this point, right?
Right.
Because, you know, you might hear a cat meow or something weird.
Yeah, you're used to us being distracted with, oh, there comes a cat.
Yeah, so sorry right. about that.
So anyway,
back to the story.
Employment.
Yeah, I do work. Of course, here at the farm, and I also work full-time. I'm full-time faculty at Eastern Illinois University, and I've been at Eastern for the better part of my life for almost 35 years, either as a student, a grad student, a student worker. I've done everything. I've been civil service, temporary worker, part-time faculty,
yes.
Full-time faculty. I've done just about everything. And I love EIU.
Oh.
I will always be part of EIU.
Bleed blue.
I bleed blue and always will. But I have made the decision because things at the farm really kind of need more attention.
Indeed.
We have a lot of opportunity. We have a lot of things that we want to be more involved in. On a more national level, perhaps, with maybe the Mother Earth News. And, you know, there's a lot of other things that we want to do. So I have decided to accept a full-time position here at Five Feline Farm.
Yay!
I know. I'm surprised they hired me.
I think cowbell.
Okay, thanks for the cowbell.
Of course.
So it was a tough decision because I love teaching. I absolutely love teaching. I come alive in the classroom. But I also have a lot of passion about what we're doing here. And I believe that we are doing good things here. And I believe that we have really been held back in a lot of what we can do. We've built a foundation that is ready for us to launch. We have you who help encourage and support us and buy our products and ask for more.
That's true.
And we just haven't been able to do it. So I will start full-time this summer as a full-time employee of Five Feline Farm.
Yay! We are excited about this development and the ability to continue to grow this business and for you to be able to devote all of your time and energy to that effort. You've really been doing it practically full time anyway.
Yeah.
As everyone knows, you're in charge of all of our marketing and social media accounts.
And that's a full time job right there, just trying to keep up with all of that.
But you've been cramming that into just the little windows of time around your full time job. And it's time to focus on and build the farm in the way that you want to do that and have the freedom to do that and the emotional energy to do that.
And we've put a lot of thought and prayer into this decision, and because I didn't take it lightly at all.
Not at all. This is not a snap decision.
No. And, you know, I'm fairly young, or at least young in my mind and my heart.
That's what counts.
And, you know, it's like I had not planned to leave Eastern. I really thought I'd probably be there at least 10 more years.
Right.
And I have already been asked to come back to teach some, and I may do that. But I cannot commit anymore to the full-time requirements and the full-time requirements here. It's just too much.
Right. But I would fully expect that over the next few months, we will begin to see that teaching passion and teaching ability come into the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some ideas about things that we will grow and develop here on the farm that will use those skills.
Yeah, I think that we have some great ideas of developing.
We're full of ideas.
Yeah, we are full of ideas. But I think that possibly even next winter, we may start launching a curriculum.
We have talked about that. I think that's entirely possible.
So, you know, in the off months when, you know, you can't be in the garden and stuff, maybe we can be doing some fun things, maybe some workshops here or...
Exactly.
You know, I don't know. So if you have any suggestions of any topics,
right,
or anything, you know, you kind of know what we know a little bit about. And what we don't, I just make up.
Oh, now.
No, not really.
But truly, if you have ideas of topics that you would like to learn more about from us, please shoot those to us in an email or a social media post, comment, message, something. And we will take those into consideration as topics that we might develop into a curriculum and offer what we know and
what we've learned. I mean, we know quite a bit at this point about how to start a business from nothing.
Right.
And, you know, there are some, you know, I know a little bit about gardening and,
you know a lot about
baking and preparing meals and making something out of nothing. And, I think that there may be something that we might be able to offer other people who are ready to do something different. I mean, it's a
big leap, really.
Yeah, it's not. I probably should be scared, but I'm so excited about the possibilities.
And that's how you know it's the right decision at the right time.
Yeah, I just couldn't quit thinking about what we can do here.
And that, it really is, that's how you know that it's the right thing, is when that excitement is stronger than the fear or concern about what happens.
Yeah,
next.
I mean, of course, obviously you're concerned because my salary will be cut for a while. And that's, financially, that is a concern because I don't have that, constant paycheck that I can count on.
But when you remove dependence,
right,
on one thing, it opens up the opportunity to explore other possibilities.
And I've got this artisan in me that is just wanting to come out.
You absolutely do.
And
there are so many skills and talents that you have that you just have not had the time to develop. And I would say, watch out, world. Yes. Here she comes.
Yes, and I have a flamethrower.
Oh, wait, we're not
talking about that. Okay, not never mind.
The flamethrower.
Okay. I know, I have rules.
There may still be some banned tools.
Yeah, so I'm sure there will still be banned tools, but I'll try to use some discretion in what I do.
Can we say common sense?
Okay, I try to use common sense, but I can't.
Maybe we need to define common sense a little more clearly.
Okay, well, maybe so, but that's something you just can't teach. Trust me.
That's true. That's true. The teacher would know.
Yeah, you cannot teach common sense. So I'm excited about the opportunity, and we have kind of finding a new group of people that we're kind of drawn to, the artisans,
yes,
the people. And so we've been doing some trainings and things that have just been really encouraging about entrepreneurs,
right,
and people that kind of decided to take the jump.
And build a creative business.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got it started. We just haven't had the courage to do it. So here I go.
Absolutely. And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for the farm. It's just going to be, you're going to see great things coming in the very near future.
Yeah. So I actually have, I'm teaching a face-to-face class this semester. So I will be done face-to-face classes the end of April. So not much longer.
Not
at all.
And that's
so weird. It's a weird thing.
Yes, a very weird feeling.
So, so after that, I will pretty much start launching into full-time farm management. And we have so many projects that have been backed up for years.
Yeah, just other things.
We've been doing maintenance. That's all
right.
We can do. And, you know, I've lost my grapes because I haven't been able to tend to them. And, you know, I don't know if that had some of the reason why we lost bees, because we don't get to tend to stuff as much as we should.
Exactly.
But that we'll be able to focus on what, you know, what I believe this is what we were called to do from the beginning. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know, you know, as our life has gone along and we bought this piece of land that, you know, really didn't look like anything.
But here we are.
But here we are.
A mercantile and a business and ready to take the next step and go for it.
And I just believe that we started this property from the very beginning with prayer on, you know, was this for us? And we had no idea what we were doing. And here we are. And we're ready to take the next step. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. I'm excited as well. And I think you will all see great things and growth out of the farm as we take this next step.
So watch out, world.
Watch out. Can we have one more cowbell? All righty then.
All right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.